This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 24th. God's word to you today is break time. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 121, verses 3 and 4 from the King James Version, and it says, "He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep." Why would a God that never gets tired take a break? God is limitless. God could actually have completed all of creation's work in a day, but he did not. God is showing us that we do not have to do everything in one day. We are so limited, and no matter how hard we try, we still cannot do everything we want to do in one day. A lot of people know this, but they still push in vain to do everything within a day. This is why our lives are so clustered, and we end up feeling confused and sometimes overwhelmed. You do not have to do everything in one day. The way God ordered the work of creation shows us the importance of applying structure to our work. You have to structure your work, because the less structure you have, the more overwhelmed you will feel. Break it down, list it out, structure it. Learn to see each day as a separate opportunity for work. Exodus 20 verse 9 from the New International Version says, "6 days you shall labor and do all your work." They say that a woman's work is never done. By the time she finishes in the office, she needs to get home and take care of her husband, take care of her children, and take care of the home. Women are just superheroes. But the truth is that even a woman's work can be done in one day. God says, "Do all your work in 6 days." Does it mean that after 6 days, there will be no more work? There is always work to be done, and there will always be something that needs to be done. God is saying that you must learn to have closure as far as work is concerned. You must learn to stop working. It can be tough for some of us because we are wired to work. I used to struggle with this, but I do not struggle as much anymore. God enjoys his completed work at the end of the day, and you should too. God wants us to stop and enjoy everything he made. After the first day of creation, even though he still had a lot to do, God stopped and said, "This is good." God stopped and appreciated his work. Many of us are so driven, we do not even remember to stop and enjoy our work. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver nor gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our